It has been an interesting year, that is for sure. To think back to Christmas last year, when the Illawarra, like so much of the East Coast, was shrouded in smoke, and you know, we were preparing for the devastation of the fires that continued to rage around Sydney and up and down the South Coast, and indeed up and down the North Coast. And then 2020. We thought as it began that the worst of it was over and that things could only get better from there. And yet, all through this year, we've experienced, so many things that have just, rocked us. And of course, here in Australia, thank God, we've been so much sheltered from the very worst of what the coronavirus has had in store for others. And so we gather today, caught up in all kinds of emotions, all kinds of expectancy, all sorts of things that, can be lost and can be shattered. When I hold up this glass, now it's about halfway down the measure of water. So how would you describe the quantity of water in the glass? Is it half
full?
Any who are saying it's half empty? Okay. Because that's the description, And when you say a glass is half full, what kind of person is that? An optimistic kind of person. And if the glass is half empty, more pessimistic indeed. I don't know, has 2020 been a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of year? I mean, if you want to nerd out, of course, the glass is always full. It's just got water and air to fill out the substance. My brother is an engineer, and he would tell me, no, the glass is just twice as big as it needs to be. So we should make the glass smaller for it to work. But that idea of pessimism and optimism, I think, can shape and mark us as a Christian people as well. As Christians, what should we be? Should we be pessimistic? Because, we know the reality of sin. We know the reality of the way that we fail to love God, to fail to love others. We know the needs that are in our world. This parish is so strong on the environmental issues. And we know that even in the midst of the pandemic, when we had such hope that when industry shut down at the beginning of the year and global CO2 levels began to fall, and we thought, yes, finally we're beginning to see the effects of clean air, and we're able to see what happens when we don't work together, when we're able to stop all of those industries. There is some sense of hope, some sense of optimism in that. But above all, there has been this sense of pessimism. I mean, there can be a case for optimism. There can be that sense, well, God has got this. There is this sense that, it will all work out for well in the end. In fact, I think as followers of Jesus, neither position is really adequate. Neither pessimism or optimism is sufficient for a person who's following Jesus. But thankfully, there is a different way. And I think that is the way of hope. The thing about optimism is that it's just in circumstances and situations. We have this vague kind of sense, it'll all work out for the best in the end. But hope is different. Hope is based not just on circumstance, but on the deeds and works of a person, indeed of God. We know that God has been faithful in the past, and so we can trust and know that God will be faithful in the end, that God will see all these things and bring it to completion. And that's why we can have hope. That's why we can have, a sense of completion and trust in God. In Hebrew, there's two different words to capture this sense of hope. The first is the sense of just waiting for something. It's the word yakal. And so when Noah had, been through the flood and the waters had, the rain had stopped, he still had to yakal until the waters began to settle. It was another 40 days, and he sent out the raven and then the dove to see, are there any signs of actual earth that we can land this ark upon? So sometimes we just need to have that yakal. We just need to wait for things. We need to continue with that sense of expectancy and hope to keep us waiting and keep staying put. The second word or second idea in Hebrew It comes from the word kav, which is the word for rope or a cord. Now, when you pull a rope or a cord tight, you know, there's a tension that develops in that. You know, it's the stress that we all feel when you go shopping in the last few days before Christmas. You know, all of the tension that is there. So that tension in the rope, in the kav, is called the kaval. The kaval. And that's, you know, the sense of expectancy. You know, we know that there's this energy that's around us. And it's this longing that we have. You know, God is answering both of those. Sometimes he's asking us to have that sense, just wait. Just continue to stay the course. You know, it won't be revealed straight away. So you'll need to yakal. You'll need to just to wait a little bit longer. Sometimes we're so overwhelmed by the tension that is surrounding us. And yet, both of those are, you know, there's this hope and this sense of expectancy. I mean, the power of hope is that it can drive us. The power of hope is that it can guide us into a future. You know, when we have hope that is guided by God and God's kingdom, then everything becomes possible. There's this joy and this expectancy that fills our lives and shapes us. And that's what we celebrate as we gather for Christmas. You know, not just, you know, something that happened in the past, but the glorious hope and the future of this promise that will shape us if we let it. Will shape us if we continue to grow in our relationship with God. You know, Jesus, we hear the prophecy about him from Isaiah 9 to 9. And that beautiful sense of Jesus being the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the one who will bear the weight of the government upon his shoulders, the yoke of that. And we know that Jesus was fulfilled that desire of the Messiah, not by overthrowing the Romans, but by taking the weight of the cross upon himself. You know, he bore that weight for us in order that we might find hope, in order that we might find our life in him. You know, hope can seem crazy at times. Hope can just seem, you know, wishful thinking. But because hope is not just mere optimism, but hope is grounded in the truth and the reality of who God has been and continues to be in our lives, we can have this assurance of true hope. So today, because of the birth of Jesus, because God has come among us, we can have this hope, we can have this expectancy, we can be filled with this joy, this delight, and this wonder in God. So it's indeed to be people who are marked and shaped by hope, not being overwhelmed, not being caught up in the tension, but just in grateful desire, express our longing for God to come and to dwell among us.